From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Time now for your letters. And first, this correction. In a story yesterday, we referred to the University of Indiana in Bloomington. The problem, which anyone in Bloomington will tell you, is that the school is IU. It's called Indiana University.
Yesterday, we also interviewed Eric Hoag, a conservative talk radio host based in California, about why he thought his state was in such deep economic trouble. He blamed the unions. Some of you make that many of you were upset by what he said.
Nathan Weinert of Washington, D.C. writes this: "While I appreciated your story on the California budget crisis, surely you could have come up with a better choice for a response than the talk show host you chose. I listen to NPR to avoid the high-volume triteness that passes for insight on most talk radio. What's next, Rush Limbaugh featured for his political insight?"
While some listeners couldn't stomach Eric Hoag, a lot of you were salivating over our story on In-N-Out Burger. Listener Amanda Marks of Los Angeles writes, "It's 6 p.m. here in L.A. and I'm starving, and now I have to listen to 10 minutes on In-N-Out Burger? Torture! The closest In-N-Out to me is at least 15 minutes. Since it's rush hour right now, round trip would be at least an hour. Grr, you couldn't have passed the ball to Morning Edition?"
Well, if something we've aired left a good taste in your mouth or not, please let us know. Just go to npr.org and click Contact Us.